the weekend, Donald Trump, of course, called for his supporters to show up and, quote, peacefully protest his criminal trial. He bemoaned the fact that they are not allowed to do it on the steps of the courthouse. They instead have to go to a separate area to protest for him. But nevertheless, he said, there's protests all over New York. You guys got to show up and support me. And some people heeded the call, and a group of roughly five people showed up to support Donald Trump to protest his prosecution. You can see the picture. They've got it all cordoned off, right? Got to keep the people safe. And it's literally a handful of people. That's it. Those are the people who saw Donald Trump's post on Truth Social over the weekend and said, oh boy, he needs me. Here I come. And then they got there and like, wow, okay, I guess it's just us, right? Well, this did not go unnoticed by Donald Trump. And he was furious about the fact that when he walks out of the courthouse, he sees these five people across the street, because for the record, that's where they are contained to. They may not be on the steps of the courthouse, but they're literally right across the street from it. Trump sees this, gets angry, goes back to his home, gets on Truth Social and says this. The Palestinian protests at Columbia University have closed the college down, but the area surrounding the courthouse in downtown Manhattan is closed up like a drum, with New York City's finest police all over the place. Why not send some to Columbia to protect Jewish students and others? The university would then not have to shut down. Republicans want the right to protest in front of the courthouse like everyone else. Republicans have the right to protest in front of the courthouse because they're literally across the street from it, which by definition is still in front of it. They just can't block the steps, okay? It's a courthouse. Business is being conducted there. It is not a public property. It belongs to the state. So they're just across the street. And you can compare yourself all you want to those protests taking place at Columbia University. But, you know, whether you agree with it or disagree with it, you got a lot of people that are passionate about something, unlike your criminal trial, which nobody is passionate about. And that's what's driving you crazy. Oh, the police are here keeping everybody away. No, they're not. The police are there just to make sure that nothing bad happens. And you can't fault them for that, seeing as how last Friday a guy set himself on fire outside the courthouse. So, yeah, that's a pretty big threat. We don't know what these people will do, especially if they were to show up in the large numbers that you were hoping for, but instead you got five, maybe six people at one point, and that's it. And that, of course, is what is driving him insane. Donald Trump believed, before this trial started, that all hell would break loose when it began. And we all knew at the time that Donald Trump was saying that because he wanted his supporters to unleash hell, unleash their fury. But nobody showed up. He doesn't have the love and support that he thinks he has. He doesn't have the sway over these people's lives anymore that he once had. You know, the guy who inspired a bunch of people thousands of people to get all riled up and storm the Capitol, that guy is gone. Trump does not have that same influence over these people. And I think, honestly, the Capitol riot is a big reason for that. They know that, hey, when we get together in large numbers, we do stupid things, so maybe let's not do that. And it is driving Donald Trump insane. So this story had escaped my notice for a couple days, but over the weekend, during an appearance on Newsmax, the conspiracy peddling Carrie Lake was asked during her interview to respond to comments that Hillary Clinton had recently made about Donald Trump being all buddy-buddy with Putin. And among the comments that Hillary Clinton had made to the media were, quote, Trump is just gaga over Putin because Putin does what he would like to do, kill his opposition, imprison his opposition, drive, you know, journalists and others into exile, rule without any check or balance. And I will say that is a fairly accurate assessment from Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump definitely admires Vladimir Putin. He has spoken publicly about how he loves that the press just falls in line with everything Putin says. And we all know that if you're a critic of Putin in Russia, it's only a matter of time before we see the headline that you have fallen out of a high-rise window. That seems to be Putin's preferred method of getting rid of the naysayers. Nevertheless, Carrie Lake, of course, was played that clip, and then Lake responded with even more conspiracy theories, saying, quote, "Oh boy, oh, that's really rich coming from a woman like Hillary Clinton, who's how many of her friends have just like mysteriously died? I mean, honestly, that's rich of her. What President Trump wants is to root out the corruption and deliver our government back to we the people." And she looks very nervous. She talked about her friend Mark Elias. Mark Elias has meddled in and his cohorts have meddled in the elections. It's almost comical that Hillary Clinton is talking about Trump wanting to kill his opponents. I just want to say, as I'm speaking about this topic, I want everyone out there to know that my brakes on my car have recently been checked and they work. I'm not suicidal. And Hillary, I don't mean any harm to you. Please don't send your henchmen out to me. We understand what you're about. So Carrie Lake is implying, I mean, almost outright saying that Hillary Clinton is just killing people, right? You go against Hillary Clinton and suddenly you're dead. Which, if that were the case, if Hillary Clinton were in fact doing that, everybody who supported Bernie Sanders in 2016 would no longer be with us, right? I mean, all of the pundits on the left who were talking about Hillary, talking about how she wasn't a great candidate, myself included, we wouldn't be here if Carrie Lake's little fantasy were true. But this is a disgusting statement. No, you have not had swarms of Hillary's, you know, detractors wind up missing or dead. That simply didn't happen. And of course, I believe what Carrie Lake is referring to here is she's trying to invoke Seth Rich. And to that, I say you might want to be careful because other folks have gotten sued for those very same implications. So you better tread lightly here, Carrie. You just lost one defamation lawsuit. You don't want to get hit with another one anytime soon, I would imagine. But Hillary Clinton is not out there killing people. And what gets me about this is the fact that there is nobody in this country more obsessed with Hillary Clinton than Republicans. Hillary Clinton was interviewed. Sure, she gets interviewed from time to time. She certainly is not on TV even a quarter as much as Carrie Lake is. But she comes out once a month, maybe, says something, and Republicans get all riled up for a couple weeks because they're obsessed with her. She has technically been out of politics for 8 years now, and Republicans still cannot stop obsessing about Hillary Clinton. We're not talking about her over here on the left. We don't care. She is the past. We're trying to move forward. But y'all need some kind of common enemy, even if you don't have any real dirt on her, so you just spread baseless conspiracy theories. And of course, you do that not just because you hate Hillary, but also because you're hoping, I think, deep down, that one of your supporters is going to hear you say that, think that Hillary Clinton's out to get her, so maybe they need to get Hillary first, right? That's what you're trying to do here. So, this language is not only incorrect, but it also has the potential to incite violence against Carrie Lake's political enemies, which, again, ironically, is the whole thing that Hillary Clinton was talking about in the first place. As we all know, Donald Trump is not allowed to skip any days in court without prior court approval. He has to sit there all day, every day that court is in session. And according to Fox News host Jesse Waters, that certainly can't be good for his health. Jesse Waters, during a segment this week, whined about the fact that Donald Trump is not able to go out and play golf and actually get exercise because the poor guy, almost 80 years old, has to sit in a courtroom all day, which Jesse Waters said was cruel and unusual punishment. Here's the full quote from Jesse Waters. "The guy needs exercise. He's usually golfing. And so you're going to put a man who's almost 80 sitting in a room like this on his butt for all that time? It's not healthy. He needs sunlight. He needs activity. He needs to be walking around. He needs action. It's really cruel and unusual punishment to make a man do that. And anytime he moves, they threaten to throw him in prison." So Trump is too old, to sit in a courtroom all day. But he's not too old to be president of the United States, right, Jesse? Is that what you're getting at? And for the record, golf, especially the way Trump does it, not exactly, you know, the most, cardio type exercise you can get, which is what Trump needs. He swings a club and then he hops his big butt in a golf cart and drives to where the ball went. Then he steps out, hits the ball again, rinse and repeat. So I wouldn't exactly argue that Donald Trump is getting the most vigorous exercise out there on the golf course. Not to mention, Trump is a man who actually, in his past, had already refuted Jesse Waters' points because Donald Trump believes that you're born with a certain amount of energy that never increases throughout your life. And the more you exercise, you use up your stored energy and then you never get it back. So Trump's admitted, Jesse, that he does not exercise. But it's even more than that. Donald Trump, on at least three separate occasions, including most recently on Monday, has fallen asleep in court. Okay? He doesn't even have the stamina to sit. Can we think about that for a minute, folks? Jesse Waters is out there saying, Trump needs action! No, the guy almost needs hospice care at this point. If he can't sit in a courtroom without dozing off repeatedly, then there might actually be something wrong with him. He doesn't need to be out there doing, you know, hardcore exercise as you're calling for. That could kill him. I mean, if he can't sit for 3 hours without falling asleep, I imagine that getting out there and actually walking a golf course would probably do him in for good. But here's the other thing, Jesse. Are you out there saying this about other people who have to go through the court system? Are you out there talking about, you know, the elderly man that's now put on trial that also has to sit through court? Are you talking about the young kids that are put on trial in this country that don't get to go out and get exercise, something their younger bodies definitely need? No, you're not. You're only talking about this in terms of Donald Trump because that's the only person you care about. If you wanted to have a real discussion about judicial reform, prison reform, things like that, that is a discussion we should have. Because the points he makes are not true about Donald Trump, but they are true about plenty of other people that go through the judicial system every single day. And we should be having those conversations. And Jesse Waters could put himself to good use by having those conversations. But instead, he chooses to be a lapdog for Donald Trump, and that's the only thing he's capable of talking about. So a very funny thing happened on Monday. Donald Trump, while he was sitting in the courtroom for his hush money trial, at the other courthouse, the federal courthouse, you had Alina Haba and Donald Trump's other lawyer that had to go and defend his bond payment with the Knight Specialty Insurance Company, which, of course, the judge eventually accepted after Trump's team had to make a bunch of concessions. But nevertheless, Alina Haba was there. And then once that was over, Alina Haba decided to wander over to the other courthouse because that's where all the reporters were, right? That's where the cameras are. And she just kind of wandered in, uninvited, took center stage. Like, they weren't there for her. They weren't expecting to talk to her. They didn't ask her to come and be interviewed. She literally just wandered her way in front of reporters and started talking. And as she continued talking, the hot microphones all around picked up nothing but laughter among the reporters because Alina Haba was being so ridiculous. So here is what Alina Haba said after wandering from the other courtroom over to the one where the reporters are. And I love the way she starts this because she acts like they were expecting her when nobody even asked to talk to her. She starts off, she goes, "Good afternoon. I just left in the civil division with the other witch hunt, Miss James, to come here and see our client. The fact that we have two courts, not one, criminal and civil, being used against one man because they cannot beat him in the polls is a disgrace to American judicial system. He should not have two teams of lawyers here today. He should not even be here today because he did nothing wrong. It is the epitome of a witch hunt." Do you not know what epitome means? Like, that is literally not the epitome of a witch hunt. The epitome of a witch hunt would be if a bunch of people ran out and got pitchforks and went out actually looking for witches to kill. That would be the epitome of a witch hunt. Please don't use words if you don't know what they mean. But she continued. And now what? We're here because of something that happened when he was in the White House? That wasn't even wrong. It was not wrong. You hire lawyers to solve problems. You solve those problems. We pay them. That's it. This is a joke. It's an affront to the American Constitution. It's an affront to our judicial system. And it's an affront to every lawyer that cares about their license, that cares about what is right and wrong. I am sick of coming in front of the press and saying this, but you have to because you people need to understand what is going on. Nobody asked you to come over and be interviewed. Like, you can't just barge in front of the cameras and be like, man, I am sick of having to do this. I don't know why you guys are here. But since you're here, let me go ahead and talk to you because, man, I love that spotlight. Like, this woman has no self-awareness at all. She has no idea how stupid she is. She has no idea how contradictory she is. She has no idea that she doesn't even have the most basic grasp of the English language. She's like, oh, I don't even want to be here. And the reporter's like, we didn't ask you to be. Like, totally don't want you here. You can leave. And of course, after Alina Haba finished saying, like, I don't want to be here, but I have to be, a reporter asks, Alina, one question. Is Trump's family across the street? And at that point, that is when the hot mics picked up all of the laughter from the reporters. So Alina Haba goes on that long spiel about how, hey, I don't even want to be here, but I have to be here. You were expecting me. No, we weren't. And then at the end, they just mock her relentlessly. And for the record, that is exactly how reporters need to handle Alina Haba. Nobody asked for her opinion. Nobody wanted to see her that day. She shoved herself in front of the camera, made a total fool of herself, and then everybody laughed. That is how every single Alina Haba interview should go from this point forward. Listening to today's Fair and Balanced Daily. Stay up to date with all of our content by finding us on YouTube at youtube.com/fairandbalanced and follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Fair and Balanced.